Right now, migratory birds are flooding through North Country. You can see their migration on NEXRAD weather radar. Exactly the same images that show the weather also show bird migration. And you can hear the migration if you stand outside on a cool evening. Nocturnal migrants make little seep sounds in the sky, presumably to avoid mid-air collisions in the dark. Most birds don't see well in the dark, so how do they avoid crashing into things? They can fairly accurately determine their altitude, so they fly high enough to clear forests and hills. They normally find their way by using the stars to navigate. Even as nestlings, they've paid attention to the night sky and learned which star doesn't move. That's how they identify north. On cloudy nights when they can't see stars, they have a backup system in the form of tiny particles of magnetite embedded in their brain tissue. This works as a compass needle, not quite as precise as the stars, but it keeps them headed in pretty much the right direction. Migrating by night is safer than by day because the cooler temperatures make overheating less likely, hawks can't hunt in the dark, winds are slower, and they can cover plenty of ground when they can't see well enough to find food anyway. Birds can get along on very little sleep, at least during migration, so they can spend their days feeding and resting and their nights in flight. This system has served birds well for tens of thousands of years, at least until people started building communications towers and plate glass windows on high-rise buildings. Lights in their airspace confuse birds, especially when it's cloudy or foggy, and so each year many millions of these migrating birds crash into these structures. The Fatal Light Awareness Program of Toronto started working to get owners and managers of high-rise buildings to turn off lights or at least close drapes on nights when a large migration is expected, and a few other cities like Chicago are starting to do similar projects. If you look down on the earth from an airplane at night, you can see how much we light up the sky. Lights are, of course, necessary for our safety, but choosing light fixtures that cast the light down where it's needed and not up into the sky can make the difference between life and death for a great many birds. And turning off unnecessary lights not only protects birds and saves on electricity bills, it also conserves energy, which perhaps our nation may be finally realizing should not be squandered. Unfortunately, birds crash into windows by day as well as by night. Current estimates are that up to 1 billion birds die each year at windows. I've been developing a webpage that shows strategies for minimizing window kills, but it would be far better to design windows to minimize bird strikes in the first place than to have to put screening or special products on the windows after the fact. I wish someone would develop an attractive, weatherproof form of Venetian blinds to be installed on the outside rather than the inside of houses. Meanwhile, the one easy thing to do to minimize bird strikes is to bring your bird feeders all the way up to the windows. Current research shows that feeders set right on the windows or within 3 feet of them, that's a mere 36 inches from the glass, are the ones least likely to kill birds. Feeders set farther than that, up to a good 30 feet or more, increase your chances of bird kills many fold. Bird migration is one of the most splendid natural phenomena of Earth. Watching and listening to it are richly rewarding, but hearing that dull thud of a bird hitting your window isn't. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.